We start the first kina with the word shavas. Now, if you look in Eicha, what the word shavas means, Perek Hey, is it means Hashem withdrew. He pulled back. It's a very disheartening thing to start with the fact that Hashem withdrew from us. Where am I supposed to go with that? What am I supposed to do? We all know that today is a Mayid, and it means, many explain that it means a Beis Havad, that Hashem's actually greeting us, He's with us. What am I supposed to do with the fact that Hashem withdrew? Eicha is connected to the word Ayeka. They're both the same word. One means how, and one means where did you go? The Zohar HaKadosh brings that the source for the Churban Beis HaMikdash and the tears which will be spilled, which will be poured, is from Hashem's calling of Ayeka, because it's connected to the word Eicha. Why is that instance in the beginning of creation specifically tied to the Churban HaBayis, to the destruction of our meeting place with Hashem in this world, to the bridge between the physical and the spiritual, the mundane and the divine, the infinity and the finite? That destruction comes from Ayeka. It doesn't come from when Adam Rishon did the Chet. That's not where the source is rooted for the Churban HaBayis, destruction of the temple. It's specifically from Hashem saying, Ayeka, where are you? And how does that tie into the word how? Which is what it literally means. If you skip to the end of the Eicha, everyone sings together, Hashiveinu Eilecha, for Hashem, return to us, Neshuva, and then we'll be returned. It's not really much of a read. Hashem, return us to you, and then we'll be returned. That's redundant. The Torah, HaKadosh, the Neviim are not redundant. There's nothing which is without purpose. What does that mean? Oh, return to me, or I'll return us to you, Hashem, and then we'll be returned. That's obvious. If Hashem returns us in, we will be returned. Chadesh Yomeinu Kekedem explains the Midrashim is like Adam HaRishon. We'll be returned to you on such a level. Okay, that I understand. Say, return us to you, Chadesh Yomeinu Kekedem. Return us to you like the original returning. What does that mean, that return us to you, and then we'll be returned? The Kalva Rebbe, Tzal, passed away relatively recently. I was zeichet to see him in my lifetime. He famously was tortured beyond belief. His voice was different. His beard didn't grow. And there was a big thing he would do in the world. He would go around to, it may have been millions of people by the end of his life, getting people and young children to say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Declaring the unity, the oneness, the absolute sovereignty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. That was part of his life's mission, along with many other things. He said, why did he have this life's mission? And there are a few different versions of the story. He said that it was literally days before the end of the war, and people were being put into the crematoriums, put to death, gassed. They were trying to get in as many before it was over. And as he was going to the path of death, he said, Ribbono shel Olam, my family has been burned. My friends have been burned. They've been destroyed. They're gone. They can no longer say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem, if you let me live, if you pull me through this, I will say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Echad, and I will make sure your children say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The significance of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, He is our God and He is one. The significance of that is that in every single aspect, moment, and place of your life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with you. The declaration of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim. It's a burden because you are an intensely tied relationship at every single second and millisecond of your life. You are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Midrash of on Hashiveinu says, we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is it on, us or you? We say, it's on you to come to us, Hashiveinu, return. We say, Hashem, it's on you. That's what the Midrash says, the Klai Yisrael says to Kadosh Baruch Hu. When Yisrael says to Hashem, Hashem, it's on you to return us to you, for you to come to us. Hashem quotes a pasuk back. He says, no, it's on you to return to me. And then the Midrash says, what does Yisrael say back? They quote another pasuk. They say to Hashem, Hashem, it's on you to return to us. And that is the conclusion of the Midrash. So then, what are we supposed to do? Hashem has to return to us. We have to know, and this is the Eicha and the Ayeka, and this is Shema Yishal Hashem Elokei Echad. We have to know that Hashem is returning to us and returning us to Him at every single second of our life. What was the horrible sin of Ayeka? Adam HaRishon sinned, and he said, Hashem, I will hide from you. I cannot be with you in my sin. It's impossible. Hashem says, Ayeka, where are you? And this is the cause, the root, and the crack in eternity of all the Chorbanos that we thought, Adam HaRishon thought he needs to hide from Hashem in his sin. Rav Simcha Bunim of Shizcha says, when does Hashem hide his face from us? When we say, Ein Hashem Elokeinu Bekarbeinu, Hashem our God is not in our midst. This is the sin of history. And this sin we repeat, that we think Hashem is not with us. But it says in the Midrash, Hashem is returning to us. This is the Shabbos. This is when Hashem pulls back, when we don't know He's here. So as we go into the Kinnis, we have to keep in mind that this is a day of Moyed, of Beis Havad. And in all the good parts of our life, in all the bad parts of our life, Hashem is with you. In your sin and in your mitzvahs, in your positive and your negative, in your schus and in your downfall, chas v'shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with you. This was the ayeka of history that we thought it wasn't. And this is when Hashem pulls back. Let's try and feel today and not just have Tisha B'Av be a day on the calendar. Let's have Tisha B'Av be every single day of the year and bring the geula through knowing that Hashem is here with us. And Be'ez Hashem, we shouldn't need another Tisha B'Av.